Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, hello there. It is Thursday.
It is Thursday. Were you not sure there for a second what day
Well, was? I was going to say theme Thursday.
Well, it is theme Thursday here at the Tech Table. We're going to talk about ice cream sundaes.
One of my passions in life.
Yes, you are an ice cream girl.
I love ice cream.
It's true. It's true. So first, you have a little history on the ice cream sundae.
Yes, yes. Well, the ice cream sundae specifically is a sweet ice cream dessert. Basically, it's usually scoops of ice cream, or it could be soft serve, you know, and then covered with some sort of toppings. And later on in our broadcast today, we'll have some ideas of some interesting toppings for you rather than just the hot fudge and stuff like that. Just kind of an interesting little tidbit here that there's several different towns that claim to have been the birthplace of the sundae.
Oh, sure.
And so
everyone's trying to get a scoop of that.
Oh, so the contesting has been happening in these places. Two Rivers, Wisconsin.
Two Rivers.
Plainfield, Illinois.
I know it well.
Evanston, Illinois.
Been there.
New York City.
I have not been there.
New Orleans.
That's interesting. Quite a variation of towns.
Yes.
Here.
Oh, there's even more. Ithaca, New York. Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
And Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo.
Yes. So I don't know what's right.
Right. So why is it called a sundae?
Well, you know, the thing about that is they might have said they don't know for sure. That's why I'm stumbling right now.
That's okay. Well, you know.
But what I'm reading is it was possibly because it was like a weekend treat.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Also, they think it was derived from the German word Sonntag, Sonntag, which means Sunday. But there's also a German word Sünde. Yeah.
Okay.
Which literally translates to the word sin and may, it may be alluding to the rich caloric content.
Right, because it's so bad
it's
for
you.
It's
a sinful delight or something,
basically. Like people say. Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I like the one where it was enjoyed on a weekend because it's a treat.
Yes.
That makes sense. People used to have treats only once a week. I have one once a day.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true.
So here's some really fun things that you can top your ice cream sundae with. You may not have tried this, so it might be something. Fresh buttered popcorn.
Well, that's interesting.
I would do that.
Yeah, you would.
I would do that. How about caramel and pretzels?
That sounds good.
Smoked almonds, bittersweet hot fudge. Try some of these things.
Yeah.
Now, here's one I don't really feel like trying. Very thinly sliced salted black licorice.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're not a licorice fan. I like licorice, though, but I wouldn't put it on ice cream, probably. I don't know.
Yeah. How about crunchy potato chips and chocolate?
Yeah. You know, I always like some potato chips crunched up and on things.
Salt and pepper.
Okay. That's interesting. Not sure I'd try that.
Real maple syrup.
That would be good,
of course. That'd be good. And then finally, here's one that I do think would be intriguing. Habanero pineapple sauce. Finely chop up the habanero, remove the seeds, stems, and the ribs. Boil with one can of crushed pineapple until the sauce turns light brown and starts to caramelize.
Oh, sure. Well, that sounds good. That could be interesting.
I'd try that.
Some interesting varieties there. I also see olive oil, lemon zest, and flaky sea salt, which could be interesting. You know, people, you know, a lot of these things might be better than you think they would be.
Just, you know, try something interesting on your ice cream sundae this weekend.
That's right. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.